Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is the current state of affairs.
I love this topic already. Yeah. Because to me, it feels like a fancy way of saying
fuck.
Catching up.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's kind of like catching up on the current affairs. Yeah. As I put the logo to work.
Like, what? You were literally doing that.
Excuse me. Oh, the patrons get this beauty influencer moment where I put my can up to the front. No, but I am wearing our merch.
If you want it,
it's the best ever. And you can go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, click the link in the bio and get the merch. It's really fun and fresh.
Did you sign a brand deal that we know? For the people that are just listening, Brie is currently, I don't know if it's on purpose or not, modeling a can.
Making sure that the branding logo is facing.
And I don't think we're getting bank for this, or I'm not. So
I have a secret deal I didn't want to split with you. So I was just like, I can't actually say anything out loud, but I will hold the can with the logo facing
the entire time.
I also just kind of like sneakily pulled this out of my bag.
You did.
So I don't know. This is a bit of a conspiracy
theory
going on.
It's all adding up. So Brie is currently drinking some collagen bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is literally $5 a can for like a regular, what is it? $3.55? Is that how much
$3.55,
$3.55 can, $5 at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Absurd. Mm-hmm. Has collagen in it. And I said, is that, is it vegan? Because I think there's vegan collagen, but I don't know. I don't use it because I'm already just so like
gorgeous. It doesn't count. We talked about this.
And Brie was like, no, this one has fish cock. And I don't know what you were actually trying to say.
No, it contains fish, cod, pollock, and haddock.
Which is so disgusting. If you know anything about Brie, you know that she owns a whaling vessel, and now she has decided that
I'm even drinking fish.
That solid fish pieces was not enough for her, and she needed
the liquid fish.
And I was confused. Obviously, it was a mistake on your part. But was it fish cock or is it fish comma cock?
It's fish bracket cock.
Oh, okay.
Because cod is the fish that it is.
I see.
But I did say fish cock.
And in all honesty, they probably just put the whole fish in. So there
the fish
is
cock is in
fish
here
cock.
For sure. I am eating
quite
fish
cock. Quite
a few
different kinds of fish cock.
Yeah, pollock's cock, haddock cock. I mean, the world's my oyster right now. Delicious.
And probably that oyster's cock.
No, I'm not sponsored by this brand. It was $5.
It was.
What
are the benefits of collagen?
Collagen helps your hair and nails grow. It helps your hair stay glued into your scalp. Because as we now remember, mine was all falling out.
Yes.
So it's good to keep that up. It helps your joints, and your skin produces collagen, and that's what keeps its elasticity.
Oh.
So you're supposed to take collagen supplements to continue the elasticity in your skin.
I should see if there is vegan collagen because
I guarantee it doesn't work.
I need this elasticity.
I promise you it doesn't work.
Botox it is.
Yeah, there's only one way.
Yeah.
It's facelifts or bust.
Yeah, I'll probably get a facelift at one point.
This was five. No, you won't. Are you serious?
Probably.
A full fucking facelift?
Maybe like a ponytail.
Shut the fuck up.
I told you I refuse to age gracefully.
No, I actually kind of love this because I love the idea of having somebody in my life who goes like Joan Rivers.
No, I think it'll be subtle.
I don't think so for you. I think as you age, your eyesight's going to go. Your brain's going to go. And you're going to think you're being subtle, but you're not. And no one's going to tell you. Everyone's going to say, yeah, Sean. Okay. Yeah, you look great.
Okay. So I'm just surrounded by yes men.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they love you. And then, we can't reverse the facelift. Like, what
are
we going to do?
I'm going to tap into somebody who's done it right. Like, I'm going to call up, like, Barbara Walters, plastic surgeon.
That's true.
Or some, you know, they were still an old bitch, but they were just like a slightly visibly less old.
I love the they, them for Barbara Walters.
Well, she is dead. They, them passed on. But that probably means their doctor has an opening. So
they're freed up. Their schedule is clear.
Because like Barbara Walters looked old still, but she was like 80 something or 90, and she looked like she was like 70.
Right.
Which is, that's what you want.
There's a new Mandela effect.
Barbara Walters was never real.
Barbara Walters has never existed.
Do you remember Barbara Walters?
No.
You shouldn't. What's the new Mandela?
Can you imagine, though? Would you absolutely spiral if I said, who's Barbara Walters? And we looked it up and no trace of her on the internet. And you were certain.
Yeah, I would spiral. I would spiral about most things, but that would probably do it for me.
Bob Barker.
Dead.
Dead. Okay. The body's so warm. Let's settle down. 99 years old. Just passed.
Okay.
Like a week ago. Everyone thinks he died like 20 years ago.
Oh, I thought it was that like he got really sick a few years ago and then people were like, oh, he's dying.
No.
No?
I think people thought he was dead.
So they think he re-died?
Yeah. They're like, I thought he was already dead.
Oh.
It's like Nelson Mandela.
That's where it came from.
Exactly.
I thought, I will be perfectly honest here. Mm-hmm. I got confused about the Jeopardy host and Bob Barker.
Oh, no, those aren't even close.
Well, they...
Do you like what I'm doing with the can right now? It's just resting on my shoulder. Sorry, let me make sure that the brand is showing for our patrons.
Can pop ASMR. Mm-hmm. I just confused those ones. So when I saw that Bob Barker died, I was like, didn't he just get cancer?
And those everybody was sad. Old white men on game shows.
And then it was like Bob Barker was 99. And I was like, holy shit, I didn't know he was that old. But yeah, it's because I thought it was... What's his name?
Jeopardy guy. Mm-hmm. It's a good Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Anyways.
But Bob Barker was a star. Adopt, don't shop, baby. He changed things for animal shelters across the world. He's the one who started Adopt, don't shop.
Oh, is that the one like don't get or get your pets spayed
and neutered? That too. He was like a big advocate for that
I
and
didn't
going
know about
and adopting.
The Adopt, don't shop. Like I know that.
Yeah,
part.
not buying the animals.
No, I know what that is. I just didn't know that came from him. I just knew the spay and neuter.
Oh, no. Like, I don't know if he came up with the slogan.
Oh, okay.
But
so
like
you're a
liar. No, no, but he started like the whole movement to adopt and not shop.
So he started the movement with the name?
Okay, this is where it gets a little gray.
Okay.
This is where it gets a little gray. Okay. But he was a big SPCA guy.
Speaking of SPCA.
Yeah.
Do you follow BCSPCA?
Yeah.
The heartstrings.
No, they're. I didn't follow for a while because it was really actually fucked up.
I sobbed. The one with the fucking.
Yeah.
It was like.
These. No one's asked about these ones.
No,
no one wants
one
to talk
too,
to these
but
dogs.
That one, no tears from me. I was just like, that is sad. No, the one that fucking ruined me was like our 10-month-old puppy when it gets a home right away. And then it was like our 13-year-old dog who's still waiting for a happy home. And it was that goddamn sound from Inside Out of Bing Bong dying.
No, what
and going,
the fuck?
Take her to the moon. Sobbed. Literally. And then I was mad.
Yeah. Cause it's like, mad. Fuck you on this day.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But it worked.
You're getting that dog. You're driving down there.
No, if I was allowed dogs in this apartment, I would have like 13 ancient rescues at this point.
The one that kills me is there's this one called Saints Rescue that Julia follows that is particularly only old dogs. That's what they take. It's okay. Like they take animals, not just dogs, but all animals that are kind of like in their last few years. So usually it's people's when they pass away, like elderly people, their animals, stuff like that. Yeah. And all these dogs are like spending their last few years in the shelter and they're trying to find like homes to home them. And they're like all the oldest, saddest dogs. And it's
okay, let's just
so
say sad.
Well, they are sad.
But I think that's actually maybe like, I think more people should get old dogs.
Of course. Why not?
Because I think a lot of people get dogs and forget that they live for a really long time.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a kind of a nice, like, especially if you hadn't had a dog
it's
before.
It's like a lease.
It is. You're like testing it out.
It's like getting a car lease.
I mean, but you shouldn't think of a dog as a test run, but you know what I'm saying?
No, you should think of it as a lease.
The one thing is, though, is a lot of their dogs, they're like, hey, we got this dog. His name's Henry. You know, he's got one eye, one leg. He shits everywhere. coughs up blood twice a day. Like, his tongue doesn't go in his mouth anymore. And, you know, he's got fucking gaping holes all over his skin.
My dating profile. They need to upsell. They need to. They need a marketing expert because you got to spin those things.
Yeah, they aren't. Yeah, they're a little too real with it. And you're like, I feel bad for Henry, but I don't know if I want to deal with Henry's vet bills. For
you
got
to pull the wool over eyes just a little bit.
Yeah,
like they need to put like a like googly eye like this googly eyed tripod. Like, you know.
Okay, you're hired. See? Oh my god. Yeah. You are so hired. Wow.
And then put physical googly eyes on all the sores. Now
true.
We're talking.
I have another state of affairs to talk about.
Okay, it's a catching up now.
But first, no.
Because we've got through so many
state of
aging
affairs.
Dogs.
Bob Barker's dead.
True. Barbara Walters never
existed. We're catching the people up on the current state of affairs.
This is true.
Okay. First of all, if you're listening, five stars only.
Yes.
Write us a little fucking note, you assholes. And also make sure to follow us on social media and wherever you're listening. Please follow, subscribe. Thank you so much. Okay. We need to talk about the fact that everyone is leaving Scooter Braun.
Oh.
What is going to come out?
We've been playing my current favorite game, which is what did Scooter do?
Oh, see, that's a good game.
Yeah. What do you think he did?
I think it's something really fucked. I think potentially we've got like
a Dr. Luke kind of scenario, or like something more white collar.
I think it's going to be no, it's not white collar. Oh, okay. I think it's he has done someone sexual or physical harm.
Okay.
Because we have seen time and time again that people do not clear out over white men doing white collar crime.
That's true. Who hasn't evaded a few taxes?
He definitely has before.
Yes.
And also,
and will continue
by
to.
That standard of like questionable business practices, he has some of the most famous ones.
Yes. And I think it's very telling because I've been very invested in this. Mm-hmm. The receipts that are coming out. And the fact that people like Demi Lovato were so adamant about defending him against Taylor Swift in these things, saying he's such a great person.
Yes.
He's like the best manager, all these things, like literally laid themselves on the fucking train tracks for this man.
Ariana did that. Justin did that.
Yeah.
List goes on.
And now people are assuming the worst and it's crickets.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty telling.
It's crickets with the exception of all of them having headlines that they've left him, which is obviously their team's PR moves.
Yes.
Because what they want is that to be a headline before the news gets dropped. Because those are confidential exchanges. There's no way unless Scooter Braun wouldn't want anyone to know that anyone's leaving him. Because he's still trying to sign people, right? So unless Justin Bieber's camp, Ariana Grande's camp, Demi Lovato's camp, the list goes on, wanted people to know that they had left Scooter Braun, people wouldn't know. So the fact that they're all putting it out there, they're not just not defending him, but they're also putting it out there that, like, I'm already out.
And they're unfollowing him on social media and his other businesses, which, like, that's a pretty telltale sign. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if we'll ever hear about it, or it's because Hollywood is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And obviously, like,
I mean, it's been buried so far.
Exactly.
By news standards, you'd think someone would have already released it.
I
think there's probably some sort of blackmail situation going on.
I think there's like some sort of,
or like lawsuit or something,
like something's happening in the court currently.
Yeah, I think so too. But also,
mind you, it would have to be out of the court because court is public
record. It's public record. So maybe there's a situation where someone's accused him. But like, it's not going to be something personal, like he cheated on his wife or like some shit like that. Because all those people don't care about shit like that. No. I mean, look at Ariana Grande.
Literally. She probably cheated on his wife too.
She fucked Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
And his wife. They also don't care about like shady business practices or public's perception, because undoubtedly they would have left then when everyone got mad at him over Taylor Swift. Exactly.
Because that's so, a shady business practice and being a bad person.
So and it's a pretty good also, time to, even if you agree with, or not necessarily agree, but don't care about shady business practices, from a PR standpoint, Taylor Swift, who has arguably one of the strongest fan bases in the world, and all these other performers and artists and celebrities backing her up, and you're still like, nah, I'm not budging, I'm staying with his camp, even though it's maybe a bad look for me in a PR sense. It is going to have to be a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Bieber's been with him forever.
Yeah.
He's like his ride or fucking die. Yeah. I think he was in his wedding party. Yeah. So it's going to be some crazy shit. And my guess is that it's something to do with some shit that went down at church.
Church? Is he a churchy?
He's a churchy. He's with, you know, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, Selena Gomez, all of them go to...
Oh, that psycho church.
Psycho church in LA. The yeah. super mega Christian church. Here's why I think that, because if it was a police record or if it was something to do in the courts, it would be public record, right? If it was someone that, you know, wanted to expose this to media and get a payout, they would have already done it. They probably would have done True. It before everyone left. So I think, because as we know, sketchy shit goes down in churches where they don't go to authorities. They try to deal with it within their own community. Mm-hmm. And all those fuckers go to church. So I think that he did something to someone at church. I think, you know, potentially there was an assault situation or something like that happened. Someone who goes to their church, and that person went to the church authorities, quote unquote, and said something.
Because they love keeping it in the family.
Exactly. And maybe he had to do, in order to stay or in order whatever, some sort of public apology, or like not public, but like within church public apology. And then when Justin and Hailey Bieber heard about it sitting in the crowd, they were like, no, we're out.
Shit.
So that's my guess. I have no reason to believe that besides just me thinking for too long about people that I don't know.
Yeah, you are a detective. And mm-hmm. the only thing that the church loves more than the Holy Spirit and uplifting people yeah. is the cover-up.
That's so true.
And an assault.
They love assaults. So they love assaults.
It's not a great combo.
So yeah, I think that there might be some shit going down there. And I'm gonna make a further guess. Okay. Just because eventually, if this does come out, I would like to know if I was right.
Okay.
Because of the speed and the publicity around these people leaving, I'm going to guess that this person is either underage, maybe 17, or they are just 18. Because this is so extreme. I've never seen this many. Like, have you ever even heard of an artist leaving their label? Like, it is so rare, unless it's like something extreme, like sexual abuse or whatever it is.
Yeah. Or you hear of, this is also, I think, really mm-hmm. interesting. The only time you ever hear of artists leaving their management
yeah.
is when they try to leave their management or record label.
Yes.
And they already have an existing contract in place and they're not able to, like with like JoJo or Kesha's obviously was like a whole different thing. So the fact that they probably still had outstanding contracts
and
with
they let them go
and they let them go means that it was something that they could say, right. we're not going to let this, you know, happen right. anymore. And they didn't get pushback from him or not enough to actually be trapped and it's, in it.
Oh my God, that is a good point, because it is also potential that he's still hoping this doesn't come out. Mm-hmm. And he knew that if he pushed back on any of these people leaving,
yeah.
then they could say, fuck you, then I'm exposing you.
Yeah.
So we may never hear of this. He may have just paid off someone in the church.
Yeah.
And I like how I've now created this story and the it's real to story. Me.
It's real good to have a subplot.
It
just
is.
In case.
You know what? I think you know who I'm watching right now? I'm watching The Wife. I want to see what happens with The Wife.
I mean, this is so bad to assume. I assume something happened with somebody who is famous.
Like, you think he hooked up with like a client or something?
I don't know. I don't want to speculate on like assault or mm-hmm. anything, but I think that I don't want to speculate as I speculate, but I think something happened with somebody that has like notoriety and that's how it spread and right. that they maybe wanted to keep it on the down low as well because of like their fame side of it.
So they don't want to come out
either. But it's still going around in the circles.
Okay, but then in that case, I think that it's more likely that there's someone who's young, because then why would all these people leave? They don't care about cheating. They don't care about cheating.
You're right.
So it's going to have to be something that feels very fucked up. It can't just be a cheating scandal. You're telling me if Scooter Braun cheated on his wife, all these people are leaving? They don't give a fuck. Every man in Hollywood's doing it.
But
I think some shit has gone down.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, though.
It is.
That he went from... Like, when I'm watching these news stories come out, I'm like, that person's with him, too? That person's with him, too? Like, he's got fucking everybody.
Yeah. I also just, like... It's so interesting... that somebody like shows their cards so obviously and has such little respect for another artist that like you didn't see that. Not saying like you should know somebody's, because I don't know what went on. I'm not saying you should like know somebody could assault somebody.
No, that's not at that level, but just about him being like a sketchball.
Yeah, it's like, I just don't even understand anything that he's done now aside. What the draw to a manager that just like fucked over one of his ex clients so badly and had such little respect for like their art and their personality and their person
that's gonna stand up. Because you're also like, that's one of the biggest artists ever. I hate to say it, but like, if it was like some like artists get fucked over by record labels all the time, but they're like small enough that like you never hear about it.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, he could do it to, like, one of the most famous, powerful stars out there and still just be like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, even if you don't like her, like, she is definitely probably top three music acts
in
currently.
The world. Yeah.
Maybe, honestly, getting close to, like, ever in terms of fame.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, it's literally, like, her, Beyonce, Michael Jackson... and like a few more that have ever reached this status.
This level
and
of...
he fucked her over so aggressively.
It's
and
so
you
crazy.
Were still a client of his and we're like, yeah, it's fine.
Sorry, I'm just doing our little thing that we like to do every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was that an updated affair?
That was a current state of affairs, yes. And it could technically also be a current state of an affair. We don't know.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
So what else would you like to talk about in the current world and affairs?
I just like literally, I'm such not like a doomsayer, but I feel like there's a lot of bad vibes in the world right now.
Yeah.
And I would say specifically in Canada, I have seen like on social media such a push against our government and against our current living situation more than I think I ever have in my entire life.
Totally.
And it's really wild. And I'm currently on like Struggle Talk, which is just like everybody posting about how difficult it is to just exist in Canada.
How it's
right
like
now.
Literally fucking impossible and so expensive.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And it's wild, and it's very unsettling and quite depressing.
It is. It's really depressing. It's already depressing, and then you look around and you're like, the world's on fucking fire, underwater. Like
you would assume if it's on fire and underwater, it would be a little cheaper. Like, it's like,
exactly.
I'm renting this earth.
Exactly.
If this was a rental,
yeah.
And I was like, hey, there's a leak and the oven hasn't stopped just being on fire.
Yeah.
Can I get a little bit of a discount?
No.
You would think the landlord would be like, absolutely. But we are leaking and on fire.
Yeah.
And they're like, rent increase.
The area outside of Vancouver, where all the fires were happening, is known as the Okanagan, and there's like Kelowna and Soyuz and, you know, a bunch of other towns. And I was talking to one of the locals there last time I was there, and they were saying how almost none of them have house insurance
because they
will not insure you because it's so likely that your house is going to burn down by insurance standards that it's literally like, think about that. It's not even worth them collecting like $500 a month from every person who lives there. No,
because you're going down.
Because they're like, well, then we're going to have to pay for all your houses because they're all going to be on fire.
When?
Literally.
Yeah.
So imagine doing that. And I was talking to this person. It was like the weirdest, most jarring conversation because they were talking about how they were going to renovate their kitchen or something. And they literally had a conversation with their wife. And they're like, well, why would we put money into a structure that like could burn down at any point?
Yeah.
And we just have to rebuild it again. And I was like, that is so fucked. And meanwhile, they're probably paying like $7,000 a year in property taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking God knows how much else on their mortgage and in interest and everything. Just waiting for it to burn down.
Yep.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's so fucked.
I also just, it's crazy to see like the absurd increases in things like food prices.
Yeah.
Even just close to us.
A can of fish cock is $5.
A fucking fish cock is $5 when I could just get a fish cock out of the ocean at any given time.
Can I say something bold and brave though?
Yeah.
There's certain things to me that, like, you know me, I'm pretty frugal. Like, yeah. I literally have, we joke all the time on this podcast about how I've had the same laptop for like 100 years.
Yeah.
Actually, I got a new computer this year. So
you did. It's very exciting. It was 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not like someone who's like out, you know, buying the new shiny, cool things. I'm not like a name brand kind of gal, whatever. But then there's certain things, and I was seeing this on TikTok and this person kind of breaking down the housing prices.
Yes.
And kind of making a spoof on the age old boomers saying, well, if they didn't get Starbucks every morning kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they like actually like added it up in comparison. If you like, if you made $60,000 a year, which is already a great salary, and then you didn't buy Starbucks and you didn't eat out and you just did like the baseline, et cetera, and they broke it all down. And they were like, we would still not be able to afford a down payment on a house. The bank would not give us that even after 5 years of doing nothing and having no fun and purchasing nothing just for the joy of it.
Yeah.
And that is my fishcock purchase.
Right.
Like that, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you look at something and you're like, I know this is so dumb, but like there gets a point with all of this shit being so expensive that everything becomes so far that's reasonable.
So why not get the fish cock?
Why not get the fucking fish cock?
Yeah, it's going to bring me joy. I'm going to think it's going to fucking make me less bald.
You're like, so am I not supposed to have fish cock for 20 years so that maybe I can afford a house that's going
to
burn down?
To put fish cocks in?
Like... Well, just, and then I won't even be able to afford fish cocks because all my money will be in the house that's burning to the ground.
Like there's physically no way you can buy property in this city without external help.
There's actually no way, as a young person.
Yeah.
If you
or you could sell like drugs or something. So it's either like illegal or external.
OnlyFans. If you're successful in OnlyFans.
That's true.
There's actually like this weird thing that's happening where I think for the first time boomers are being confronted with all of these eye roll things that they used to say to millennials about, or Gen Z, of what's an appropriate career, like what's a stable career.
Right.
And nowadays the irony is, not saying that it's in any way stable or easy, because it's still only the top 1% that make any money on doing things like OnlyFans or being a gamer and streaming or things like that, being a TikToker, all those sorts of things. But you can't even argue anymore that going the smart route, the quote unquote smart, stable, responsible route of going to university and then getting a job in finance or whatever it may be, is the way to go. Because even when you do that, you can't afford anything.
No, it's crazy.
Like it's gone past that point.
We were having this conversation last weekend.
Yeah.
Weekends ago.
We were talking.
When we were at my parents' house.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, it's so wild that growing up, like my parents didn't have a ton of money growing up.
No.
Like, they weren't like, they didn't have like just endless wealth.
No.
They were like, Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Pretty normal middle-class family. Yeah. And to me, which, like, this is coming from a place of privilege, mm-hmm. obviously, but to me, that life that I lived as, like, a young person and a teenager was, like, super attainable.
Yes.
Because I'm like, my parents aren't doing anything crazy for jobs.
They both just have a regular
regular job. Yeah. Two kids. They have a house. Correct. Like, I would play kick the can outside and be mm-hmm. like, I'm going to go back to my house.
Yes.
And, like, it was just so normal.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that in the 30 years that I've been alive,
yeah.
it's less than that, because, I mean, mm-hmm. that happened sometime along the way.
Yeah.
But that is so incredibly unattainable.
Oh.
Like, that is absurd now.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually crazy.
And I was trying to explain this to my parents, and I think I finally broke through to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, like, what? Because they were like, it was still hard. And I'm like, I'm not saying.
My favorite thing is when they talk about the fucking insurance rates were higher back then.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who cares? You are at least paying towards your mortgage and owning a property. Your fucking houses cost $100,000.
Literally. They were like,
now the same house costs $2 million.
Yeah. I was like,
in 20 years.
For what they bought their house
yeah.
in Vancouver equated to, like, I think, like, just, it was like $1 million and, like, $50,000.
Yeah.
That's what it was in today's yeah. money, if you, like, translated it.
Yeah.
In Vancouver, you cannot get a townhouse for $1 million.
No, you can't. You can't get a townhouse for 1.3.
So it's like, you got a house in a good catchment, like
yeah.
a good school zone.
Yeah.
With, like, great neighbors and space in a backyard for something that is not even in my realm.
Not even possible.
Yeah.
My parents bought their first house, which now, huge lot, great quiet street. Now, no joke, that house on that lot would go for probably $2.3 million. And they bought it when I was maybe four. So let's say, you know, 26 years ago for just under $200,000.
Like, what?
Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, this is the conversation I had with my parents back when they were still doing the boomer thing where they were like, well, we just didn't go out to eat as much and all these fucking things. Anyways.
Also, like, going out to eat is cheaper than groceries at this point.
It actually is.
No, I know.
It fucking actually is. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Fresh, one of our sponsors. It's cheaper than going to the grocery store. And you get, I'm not joking. This is not like a weird ad insert.
No, it's
like actually crazy cheaper. If go on the road, use our code, go on their website. It's actually insane. But businesses like that are actually struggling. Because it's so, like, they have to keep that price point of that weekly purchase.
And, like, food costs are just flying through the roof.
It's actually insane. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So one of their examples was, well, when you guys were kids, we always had students. I don't know what they call it, different areas of the world.
Yeah.
But, like, something you could do here if you were, like, lower middle class was, I mean, I think some people assumed people were doing it out of the goodness of their heart, but let's be real, they were doing it because they needed to subsidize their mortgage.
Cash money.
Yeah. You could, if there was an exchange student from out of country that was going to go to high school here for like a year or 6 months or whatever it was, there was different lengths of stay. They could stay with you and they would pay you, like, the school would pay you like $500 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. So at one point, and this is true, I think we had four students staying in our house. Like, they were sharing, like, we had a downstairs basement, and there was, like, two huge rooms, and they were, like, sharing those rooms. So, you know, they were making income off of doing that. Great, but you had to feed them every day and everything else. You had to have the fucking rooms. No, I literally said that to them. And they were like, well, nowadays everyone wants their own space. They don't want to, like, pull up their sleeves. We had to make dinner for them. And they always tell the story about how on their anniversary, they had two young kids, me and my sister, and they had four students. And they were, like, slaving away to make all this food for the students and the kids. And they looked at each other and said, happy anniversary, haha. And I'm like, here's the thing. I'm not taking away from you that you were working your ass off.
Absolutely.
To make it work. The difference is, and I think this is what boomers don't get, is that we don't even have the chance to work our asses off to make it work.
Exactly.
Like, we don't even have that option.
I just love, like, it was hard for us too. We had to choose to fill those extra bedrooms.
Yeah, literally.
With people.
We okay? could have had could just have an empty. We could have had an empty half of our house.
We could have had a gym or a movie theater, but we put people in those rooms and they're not doing it like that anymore.
They are not. But no, it's so funny, right? So yeah. I think, like, they think that when people say it's hard now, like, they're so quick to jump into, they think it takes away from them working hard.
They think it diminishes their experience. And I'm like, you can have a hard life, but also validate that things are getting harder.
100%. Like, I say all the time to my parents, like, they worked their fucking asses off. They both came from really low income families. They fucking slayed the game. I was growing up lucky because of it. I got to do extracurricular activities and all the things that I just didn't question, which, you know, made me experience a level of privilege that they never experienced. That said, like, I don't have those options to get farther in life. We, as generations, do not have those options to get farther in life that they did.
Yeah.
Like, I have so many friends that would fucking love to buy a house and stuff it with people and feed them every day and make money off of that. Yeah. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does.
Like, they would love to do that, but they can't. House? They're like, no, I'm busy paying $3,000 a month for one bedroom in a shitty apartment that four other people live
That's
in.
That's on fire and leaking.
Literally.
Yeah.
No, it's like, it's gone to the point that even 5 years ago I was bitching about it with my parents. And now I'm like, no, it's actually insane.
I was bitching about it, and now I've passed bitching. Now I've chosen, like, aggression about it.
100%. And I was talking to this guy who is probably a few years older than me. He owns his company, and he employs a lot of Gen Z people.
Yep.
And he was saying it's so fascinating because he's in the millennial bracket, how we're kind of the last people that are clinging to the hopefulness of doing these traditional things like purchasing a home and, you know, buying a car and all these things that we were told our whole life we were supposed to do.
Right.
And he's like, it's so fascinating to see that change of generation where Gen Z is just like, they've just accepted it.
Yeah.
They're not even trying for it anymore. They're like, own a house? In this economy? Are you fucked? Like, but the millennials are still clinging to the hope, but we're just totally out of touch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it's just not happening.
The delusion is infectious.
You get teardowns for $2 million in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Teardowns. And people living out of area do not understand that that is not an exaggeration. No. Like, they're like, oh, haha, you just mean it's not a mansion. No, I mean that people are buying it for the lot. $2 million to flatten the house and start again and build a new house. You get a little lot of grass for $2 million.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
You could, like, camp on it if you wanted.
You could.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucked out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And it's fucked everywhere, but, like,
my
Vancouver's lost its marbles.
Yeah. Obviously, Vancouver is just absurd with real estate. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think my biggest adjustment recently has been food costs.
Yeah, food is insane.
It is. I was reading some, like, very startling I was going to say essays, articles. That's the one.
Yeah.
Very
startling. You're watching some TikToks.
I was I was. Mm-hmm. I actually was reading. Wow. Shocker. Oh my God. And I've been watching TikToks, which
you could read.
I will say TikTok is such a great resource for, I would say, just conversations like this,
yeah,
because it used to be so taboo to be like, oh, I can't, you know, afford to eat well right now.
Yeah.
That is not a thing on TikTok.
No, it makes
you feel like,
yeah,
you have
normalized
a community.
Yeah.
It's great for that.
So I also am very sick of people saying that you can't get information on TikTok. Talk about one of the easiest ways to get information.
Exactly.
Like, yes, you have to vet it and blah, 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 blah about anything important. But if you want a fucking recipe, if you want a way to make meals last for a week for your family,
totally,
on a smaller budget, TikTok.
I have found this great person,
yeah,
that posts cheap vegan recipes.
Oh,
and I love her. And
love
she
that.
Slays the game. Anyways, but on TikTok and just in articles, there are so many like horrific statistics,
mm-hmm,
currently,
yeah,
about how I think it's like 30% of Canadians say that they now eat less than they should because they can't afford to eat the same amount.
That's
that
so
they
scary.
Should. And another article I was reading about the Canada food banks,
mm-hmm,
was that usually because of like how the months go, mm-hmm, by, summer months for food banks are quite a bit slower.
Yeah.
And they said not only are they not slower this year, there's an increase,
mm,
in the summer months, and there's like a massive increase of people that are going to the food bank for the first time.
Yeah.
So like it's not good
out there.
No.
No, it's actually really scary. And it's scary too. Like, it really does feel like fucking Armageddon. Because you go to these you go to these grocery stores, the shelves are cleared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking around, I'm like, I don't remember in my lifetime, besides like during COVID, like in recent years,
yeah,
besides in recent years, I don't remember in my lifetime going to the store and being like, and we also keep in mind, like, we don't live in an area that like it's hard to get food in and out of. We live in a port city. There's tons of shit coming all the time. If you go to Save-On and you're trying to buy mayonnaise, there's going to be mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I went to fucking Save-On today.
No mayonnaise?
There was one type of like the huge shelf that usually has all of these types of mayonnaise, right?
Right.
There was like one like obscure, like half and half olive oil, like small jars left, but none of the big normal ones, none of the like
Are
anything
we in a mayo
else.
Shortage.
But I was just like, where's all the mayonnaise? And then I go to another aisle.
Do you
no
know
ramen.
Do you know what a little hack for that is? At least
be vegan.
Yeah. Because nobody.
Well, I don't even eat mayonnaise.
I know, but it is what that actually exact same thing happened in COVID.
Okay.
There was like all the meat, everything was gone.
But the vegan
then
alternatives.
Then I would go to the vegan alternatives, and I heard people. I stood there and was choosing by choice the thing I wanted to eat, and a man came and was like, "Oh, of course, all the vegan stuff is left. I'm still not grabbing that." And I was like, perfect.
Not people being like
I'd rather
so
die.
Than eat vegan mayonnaise. Tastes the exact
it's
fucking
the exact
same.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that, it is crazy.
You know, it's like that's it's the combo of how expensive everything is, and then you go and things are like actually cleared and there's like things missing and like it feels very strange. And then the fucking world's on fire. Like Julia and I were in the Okanagan when the fire started.
Yeah.
In Kelowna, and we left the next morning. We were sitting outside of the table, and hunks of ash, like not even like just little pieces or dust,
no, a hunk.
like hunks of it, like covering the table, so much so that some of it you could still make out what it used to be, like tags on clothes and shit.
That's
it was
terrifying.
So scary. I was like, this
but
is
also,
fucked.
How wild that it's not scary enough that it was like ruining your meal. Like that's like
that's the other thing. We still sat out there for a while.
We're like, a little ash from the world burning.
And then
that's
we were like choking to death because we were like, oh my God, it's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And like but we were like kind of fascinated by it. And then we left the next morning. Like we didn't even leave that night because these days you're so numb to it,
mm-hmm,
that it's hard to even process that. Like, and also, okay, so I'll drive away from this into what else into what else?
Rising sea levels.
Probably. Into what natural disaster fucking next? Like, it's actually really fucking scary out there. And I feel absolutely terrible for these people because of the current state of affairs.
Yeah.
Like, all these terrible things are happening in the world. There's more natural disasters than ever. But people also don't have money to give right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this weird combo of all these people needing help and no one having excess income to give.
Yeah.
And people are giving what they can, which is great. And by people, I mean, we're talking middle class, lower class. Like, I know these fucking richies always got money to give, but they're not giving anyways.
No.
You know,
they're receiving constantly.
They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we just need to eat one billionaire. Like, just to
demonstrate.
Just one.
Just what could and what should could, happen. Like,
we can do this. And we will eat another one.
I just...
Because that's like a pretty strong message.
I don't even want to get into this right now, but I just truly wonder how and why no one wakes up that has that many millions of dollars and says, like, I'll give 50 of it away. 50 mil no, to this. You would never even notice it gone.
Yeah.
They make money so fast on the interest in their savings and in their what they've put their money into that they couldn't spend it fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just won't. It doesn't make any logical sense. Like,
especially,
why?
Especially when they say that they have X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at one point, I think it was like a certain amount of billions could like briefly solve world hunger or something. Yeah, like that.
I think it's like something very reasonable. It's like 7 and it was like
less
something.
Billions than some of these people have.
Oh yeah,
and imagine just waking up and being like, world hunger. I don't know.
See, kinda that's busy. What I mean, and it would be. I could understand. I still potentially wouldn't agree with it, but I could understand if it would hinder their lifestyle.
Yeah,
because then it becomes a more of a psychological debate of the human experience where it's like, at the end of the day, we are all self-centered. We all walk within our own ego. We think our life is the most important life and the center of the universe, etc. We all suck at the end of the day when push comes to shove.
True.
But, and of course, there's exceptions to the rule, but I think most people, if you told them, like, you could help someone by giving like half of your savings or half of everything you've worked for up, if it hindered their lifestyle, they'd say no.
Right.
Right. But these people have so much money that quite literally they would not notice it gone. They couldn't if they tried to notice it gone.
My thing is, like, besides all that money, self-centered,
yeah,
half your hinder, what, all that aside,
mm-hmm,
imagine somebody just coming to you and being like, you could solve world hunger.
Yeah. And you're like,
and you're like, you're like, no.
Like, no. No. You know what? I thought about that. No.
No.
Yeah, and wouldn't you want that to be your legacy? But the biggest thing is, at the end of the day, if you solve world hunger, then they have less people to work for them for no money.
True.
And then the dominoes begin to fall.
Well, you don't want to solve world hunger when it is in your favor.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But I think what's strange to me is that they don't at least do the bare minimum that looks like they're trying. You know?
At least solve like a little hunger.
Like, solve some.
Like, choose somewhere.
Or like, pick a natural disaster and be like, I'm going to rebuild this town. Yeah, like this. Then you get the good guy look. You totally get the PR moment.
Why aren't they doing anything fun like that instead of like going to see the fucking Titanic?
Literally.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And now you blew up and now you're dead. Sorry, blew up in blue, imploded, yeah,
mm-hmm,
was blew down.
And then like, and then
you could have solved world hunger. You piece of shit. I'm telling you, we just need to eat one.
But who is it that we need to die? Bill Gates, because he's giving 99% of his wealth up. That's what he says.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But how does that actually go?
Let's show me the money.
Giving it up to, let's where?
Follow the trail. That's also like, wasn't he the one that said he was only giving his kids like
$50,000 each, but they all make
million.
Like,
no, it was $1 million. He was only giving his kids $1 million. And then he bought one of them like a $20 million house.
And yeah. I'm he's like, oh, that doesn't count. That's a gift. Yeah. And also they all have like the highest paying jobs in his companies and in the world and have been given like, yeah, okay, when you kick it, giving them $1 million check at that point, it doesn't matter because they've all amassed all this mega wealth anyways, and they're going to take on...
all legend.
It's just too much. But I wonder sometimes, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, I need to start asking more rich people to just give me money, just for fun. Like, I need to start, I'm not joking, actually, like, DMing people that are rich. And I'm talking, like, people that own, like, $20 million houses.
Right.
$10 million houses even. And just saying...
Money? Question mark?
Hey, listen. Like, you have a lot of money. I'm not even a good person. But just for fun. Like, no reason. I'm not sick. I don't need it. Anything. But, like, can you just give me some of your money? Like, what... What's $10,000 to you? Can you give me $10,000?
It'll happen.
I think I would find some people that would just maybe do it. Just because just they're like haha,
shits and giggles.
Like wow, like if I feel like if I worded it correctly, it was like there's nothing in this for you. I'm not even a good person. I'm not sick. I don't need it.
They
like,
just want to see what happened.
I just kind of wanted to see if you'd say yes. Yeah. I think some people might say yes eventually. If I
wanted to buy some more fish cocks.
The fish cock is getting expensive.
You need
this
that.
Is the first time I've ever purchased it, and I'm kind of hooked.
Yeah.
So maybe if I sat and say, listen, the fish cocks are $5. And I'm going to need a lot of fish cock.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need $10,000 from you and 10 flats of fish cock.
I think that's very fair. You know what I will say though?
What?
Which is like, we're kind of doing this, but like not really. Mm-hmm. But I think in the current state of affairs.
Yeah.
People need to freely talk, which is like kind of the opposite about what you said. So is your ick. But people need to express things about finances and their comfort with things more freely.
Right.
Because I feel like there are a lot of people struggling currently and then they're still getting invited to like an expensive birthday.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shame behind things or like bachelorettes or all these things. And you can say no, but also like be like, dude, I can't fucking afford groceries right now.
100%.
Like, I think that we need to take the shame out of, there shouldn't be shame regardless, but like, especially now. Also, if somebody says, like a friend says that they can't do something expensive, don't shame them for it.
Oh my God. Ew. Yeah. Who would do that? Also, I want to specify, I know, what is wrong with people, especially people. Wedding people.
I've seen
down with weddings.
Honestly,
down
I've seen
with
a
weddings.
Lot with weddings recently and not like people I know, like my sister didn't shame anybody, but I've heard a lot of stories of people on the back end of things as well, being like annoyed with their friends for not going on like a $2,500 trip to like fucking Arizona or something
for like a bachelorette. And it's like, I'm sorry, we have a group of 10 white straight women who have all decided to get married this year, and I'm supposed to go to every
the desert wasteland of Arizona
every other month.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah.
That's not my reality, but that's a lot of people's reality right now in their current state of affairs. And I feel terrible for them. I would also like to specify that my ick is when people give money advice or where they talk about good like things they're doing with their money. Like, have you guys heard about this investment account or this? You guys should really do this or la, 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 la.
That's true.
That's my ick.
That is your
ick. I don't care when people talk about like this sucks or like I'm broke right now or whatever. Right. I care about when people are like, telling me what fucking high interest savings account they're in and da, 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 da,
how
da,
many
da,
rewards
da.
They get on their black card.
Honestly, I think also because I'm not good at finances.
Right.
Like I'm the most simple bitch when it comes to my finances. It's probably why I'm frugal because it stresses me out. So like I'd rather just like try and be as frugal as I can and save hard and like just be like a little dragon, like trying to
sit
not let any
coin.
Of my money go than
Scrooge McDuff.
Try and understand where I'm supposed to put it in what accounts and what investments. Cause I just am not financially intelligent in that way.
Yeah.
So like when people start talking about that, it stresses me out. Like it gives me anxiety because I'm like, am I not doing the right thing with my money? I don't understand. Like, is that too risky? Is it like, do you have to be like really rich to do that thing? Like, I don't know. It stresses me out.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just don't like it. And I think a lot of people, that's another thing people don't talk about enough. A lot of people benefit from parents who grew up financially literate.
Yes.
And therefore basically trained their kids to also be that way. And while my parents have created an awesome life and are now doing really well, that was not the case when we were growing up. They didn't have extra money to invest or save or put into different accounts. They were, you know, as much as I slammed them earlier for the eye rolls of boomer versus millennial, you know, every dollar on a paycheck was going to our family.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they were trying, where are we going to put all our extra money? Like, they weren't thinking like that. So we didn't also learn those sorts of things. Like, so I don't know those things.
Yeah.
And I should probably take a fucking course or try and understand money a bit better, but it stresses me the fuck out.
We're all going to be dead soon anyways. It's fine. Just buy your fish cock and move on.
See, that's my thing. I need to just, the moral of this story is if you want to spend $5 on a fish cock and it brings you a week's worth of fish cock joy,
do it.
Just do it. It's your little treat.
My thing that I've implemented.
Yeah.
Every time I go grocery shopping and I get absolutely fucking Eiffel Towered by prices. Every time I go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I buy myself a treat. And I don't mean that treat is ice cream or Oreos. Sometimes it is. Sometimes I get Oreos or ice cream.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just determine something that's my treat. Like the other day, I saw a fucking head of cauliflower. Was it on sale? No. Was it almost $8? Yes. And I said, I really want cauliflower this
week. That's my treat.
And I bought my little treat. Yeah. And I had it and I said, this is really good cauliflower.
I love that.
So
sometimes you just got to do that.
And treats don't have to be expensive. Get a little piece of gum. Or something.
A piece of gum these days is probably like $3.
That's true. Or like, you know, sometimes splurge on the better toilet paper. Something that'll give you everlasting joy.
Julia and I went to the movies and we basically had to like pre-sell our first child.
For sure.
It was like $100 night.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking sick and twisted that is?
No, we got to pirate shit again.
Like that's, we need to, we need to go back. We need to go back. Cause like, we haven't been to the movies in a long time, but it was Barbie.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm trying to support this feminist action vibes. What the fuck?
No, it's these services are getting too cocky. We need to start stealing things again.
We do.
Also, I'm pro stealing. I'm going to say it again. In this economy, especially steal.
I would agree. Big box stealing. I'm here for it.
Exactly.
Don't steal from the little guys.
Let's not do a small business, but steal.
Actually, I'm not just like okay with it. I'm like, I think
no,
we should
I'm pro
steal more.
Stealing.
We should all steal more.
No, I'm not neutral on stealing.
You're pro.
I'm pro stealing.
I like that and I respect it. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I think basically Canada has shut down media news outlets on social media.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to get the news, but you have us.
Exactly.
So for the Canadians out there, you're welcome because this was a very concise update on what's happening in the world currently.
Exactly.
And
I love how they thought they were doing something good by hiding some sort of news. And then people get to listen to us and we're like, you should steal.
We're like, the fish cocks are $5, people. Are they $5?
Stinky discount.
Are they $5? I don't know.
What fish cock?
What? What are you talking about? I've never heard one or seen one. Anything. I have like 6 cans of fish cock up my ass. Okay. Guys, we really
sounds
have
like
to
a
go.
Good night to me.
Sounds like. Thank you so much for listening. You're welcome for this news experience. Make sure to rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only. I would appreciate also if you mentioned in the comments that you're updated on the current world affairs and it's your new favorite news podcast. That would be great.
That's us.
And you can follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk. You need to pick it up again. I warned you a couple weeks ago and you haven't been posting.
Well, I've been ugly. So we'll get there. I have something postable coming up. So
there is something postable coming up at Sean.Lusk. So get ready.
It's gonna be a serve and a slay.
I'm happy you said that. That made me feel good because I've also been ugly.
Yeah.
I have, like, actively I've been ugly.
No, I've had ugly face.
There's been multiple days where I'm like, I should make some content. And I'm like, too ugly. Like, that's a genuine thought.
You have good face weeks and bad face weeks. Yes. I literally was on a streak of like 3 bad face weeks.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because I said to myself, well, you know what? I have an hour right now. Maybe I could try and not be ugly.
It's not about the effort.
It's not. I was like, there's no getting there right now.
No.
It's just done.
No.
So if you've noticed my TikTok's been lacking, it's because I'm ugly.
Yeah.
So you can also prepare for our good face weeks on TikTok at Brianne Williamson. Are you on TikTok at Sean.Lusk?
I don't know. I think it's just Sean Lusk.
Sean fucking A. And you can click the link in our profile on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast, and it'll bring you to our merch, our Patreon. We should say, in the current state of affairs, the patrons, thank you so much. Because those coins, you could be getting fish cocks with those.
Truly.
And instead, you're giving them to I Can Explain Podcast, which allows us to do this. All jokes aside, thank you for your generosity. We appreciate you so much. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood.
Is this thing even recording still?
Yeah, it is. Fuck. It's depressing.